presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week at the Purple Triangle headquarters, Jungle Jim was thrown into a dungeon cell after he attempted to avenge Lynn Chalmers for being struck by Derek Bluger. At the same time, at an eating place in Shanghai, General Lin Pu and Shanghai Lil met General Chan Hu, a Chinese deserter, and got his promise to act as a secret organizer for the Purple Triangle. Later at his quarters, Derek Bluger brought Jungle Jim face to face with Shanghai Lil. He told Jim that Lil had returned to him and the two of them would rule China together. Shanghai Lil did not deny it. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. A bugler stationed in the tower of the castle used by Derek Bluger and his officers as their quarters sounds a call. It's to announce the arrival of Yangtze's scout plane, which was dispatched on a flight to the hills to capture Jungle Jim's faithful servant, Kolu. As the scout plane circles in for a landing on the parade ground, Bluger, accompanied by General Lin Pu and Shanghai Lil, rushes out of the castle.
Come on, Lin Pu. You too, Lil. I'm anxious to get a good look at this native. I want to make sure we've got the right boy.
Well, you're getting smart at last, are you, Derek? You realize that mistakes sometimes occur.
Maybe I'm taking a page from your textbook of suspicion, Lil.
It's about time. It seems it's a hard lesson for you to learn.
As the proverbs say, learn easy, forget easy. Learn hard, forget hard, Shanghai Lil.
Derek's motto, if he was to adopt one, would be that old Chinese saw of yours. Never too great to learn.
All right, Lil, that's enough of that. Let's tend to business. Look at that big silver bird up there.
It's a great sight. With the lights from the tower playing on it.
If we weren't in radio communication with Yangtze at this very moment, guiding him down, I'd swear it was a government scout plane on patrol duty.
Quite so, most high superior. Our enemies think it one of their planes when we use it for our flying headquarters.
Yes, you're right, Lin Pu. We'll be able to fly over the government camp without interference. Yensing.
Yes, most high superior.
Go down there where Yangtze's landed. Bring back the prisoner.
At once, most high superior.
Have idea of good comicality for perpetrating our national government.
Well, why don't you let us in on it so we can all laugh?
It's very easy fly over foreign devil quarter in government plane and drop bomb.
Do you explain the joke later or give us some signal when to start laughing?
Lil's right for once. I don't get the point, Lin Pu.
It's custom of foreign devils to punish Chinese government by taking piece of land for violating neutrality of settlement.
Well, that would be one on them, all right.
And two on us.
How yes. Come, Derek?
Yes, most high superior, I do not see.
Well, it's very simple. In the first place, it would be a wasted bomb. In the second place, the piece of land they'd take would make our empire that much smaller.
I never think of same.
There you go again, not thinking, Lin Pu.
Here comes Yensing with the native, what's he called, Lil?
Jim calls him Kolu. I call him, well, not that.
Black man, very powerful in appearance. We able find much use for his strength.
Yes, you will. That ebony ape won't budge for anybody but Jim.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Quiet, halt! Here, a black man's prisoner, most high superior.
Is this Jungle Jim's native boy, Lil?
Yes, it is, Derek. Hello, Kolu. Long time no see.
Yes, see, missy. Which one, Jim?
See here, Kolu. How would you like to be liberated?
What name?
Liberated. Set free from those bonds.
Kolu, give thanks, Tuan.
I'll give you your freedom and a beautiful new uniform if you'll promise to be faithful to me and the Purple Triangle.
Kolu no can do, Tuan. Kolu inside Tuan Jim.
But I tell you, Derek, where Jim goes, his native boy goes.
And that's more truth than poetry, Lil. Come on, Yensing. We'll put Kolu in the same cage as his precious Tuan Jim. You stay here, Lil. There's company for you, Bradley.
Who is it? Maybe I don't want to see it.
Don't flatter yourself. Lil isn't interested in coming down here to see you.
Well, I hope you don't consider yourself company. If you do, you can turn right around and go back. I'd rather be alone.
That's enough of that, Bradley. I haven't time for repartee. I brought your native boy down.
Oh, are you all right?
Yes, it's one, Jim. You all right?
Oh, never better. But I sure was worried about you.
Kolo worry for you, Quan Jim.
Open up the cell door, Yen Sing, and get this black boy off our hands for now. We've got more important matters to attend to. Besides, this brotherly reunion is killing me.
Yeah, in here, you.
Hurry up, Yen Sing.
Coming, Most High Superior.
Well, here we are where we started for, Kolo. The headquarters of Derek Bluger. But not exactly the way we planned.
Yes, it's one, Jim.
I thought you managed to get a good start back to Shanghai. When I last saw you, you were heading for the hills.
Yes, it's one, Jim. Me think me go fetch him help. Soldiers no watch Kolu all time.
No, I was the prize catch of the day. How did they capture you?
Me hide all day. When night come, me start travel. One time me hear air wagon in sky. Look, but no can see him.
Probably was flying without lights. And since you didn't see the airplane, you kept right on traveling, eh?
Yes, it's one, Jim. Then when Kolu walk where no place to hide, air wagon come down. Soldiers run out. Catch him, Kolu.
Yeah, I was afraid that was going to happen. I heard them send that plane after you.
Quan Jim, Kolu see white missy bring him you Shanghai.
Lily DeVrio? Yeah. Well, you're no more surprised than I was, Kolu, to see her here.
White missy friend Bluger. Me think white missy friend Quan Jim.
That's what I thought, too. I wish you could have heard all the things she told me in Shanghai. How she liked me and hated this Derek Bluger. How she hoped that I'd get him.
Kolu no savvy, white missy Quan Jim.
I don't savvy her myself, Kolu. She seemed to know I'd been sent up here, so I didn't try to make it any secret. She seemed to be perfectly sincere, and I trusted her. And now I find she's still faithful to this murderous organization of the Purple Triangle.
Yes, it one. No good you think about white missy. Better for do something.
That's very sound advice, Kolu. And believe me, I do intend doing something. But I can't get over this double-crossing business as quick as I'd like to.
What we do now, Tuan?
I don't quite know yet.
Get out this room?
We haven't anything to get us out with, Kolo. And even if we did manage to escape from here, we'd be sure to get caught before we reached the gate. I haven't had a chance to look the camp over well enough to know the lay of the land. Say, you didn't get a look on your way here, did you?
No, Tuan. Bluger man try for bribe me, go with him. Me say, no. Him bring me here.
He try to bribe you to go with him?
Yes, he Tuan.
Kolo, I've got an idea.
A few days later, Derek Bluger calls a meeting of the commanders. At the appointed time, Shanghai Lil appears at the door.
Can I play too, Derek?
Come in, Lil. I assure you we're not playing. This is a most important meeting. And I think it most advisable, since you are to be the new Empress of China, that you meet with us.
Quite so, Most High Superior.
May as well get used to sitting at my left, my dear. Come over here, between Lin Fu and me.
Permit me to speak to you, Shanghai Lil.
Oh, thanks. Who's got a cigarette?
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Lin Fu. Remind me to pay you back, come the revolution.
Are we all here?
Yes, Most High Superior.
And let's get down to business. Men, I have the honor and pleasure to report that Shanghai Lil and General Lin Fu contacted the deserter General Chen Yu and have received his promise to act as secret organizer for the Purple Triangle Organization. Word has reached me through our spies that troops loyal to the Nanking government have converged on northern Guangdong province cities today. And the southwestern 9th Army has evacuated Yingtak.
Have you heard, Most High Superior, regarding the Lutang province?
Yes. All is in readiness for us there, our spies report. We have only to give the signal.
May I quote proverb which says, he who does not follow words with deeds, no more terrible than storm on painted water.
You don't need to worry about me, General Lin Fu. I never say anything I don't mean, and I always do as I say. I should think you would have learned that lesson by now.
Come, Derek, stick to business. Leave off personalities for a little while.
All right. The next item to be taken up is finances. You all know as well as I do how desperately we need money. They say that an army goes on its stomach, while a revolution goes on its pocketbook. And I think we're in position to get a generous donation to our war chest. All right, guard, let in the prisoner.
Oh, the Chalmers girl. What's the big idea, Derek? She hasn't any money.
Well, Mr. Bluger, I presume you finally realize that I'm of no use to you. When may I start home?
Miss Chalmers, again you are mistaken. I've just realized how valuable you are to us.
I don't see why you think that. I'm not the least bit interested in your paper doll and toy soldier empire. And even if I were, There's no place where I could fit into your organization.
Granted, Miss Chalmers. Your value lies in the fact that you are outside the organization.
I warn you, I won't lift a hand to help you.
I think you will. Miss Chalmers, your father is no doubt worried about your disappearance. Isn't he?
Of course. He's probably frantic with anxiety.
Frantic's not the word for it. He used one of his own expressions. He was practically off his burner the last time we met.
Good. Then I should say he's in good shape for our proposition.
What proposition?
A little trade. If he'll give us what we want, we'll give him what he wants.
What are you trying to say, Mr. Bluger?
We'll give him back his daughter for £10,000.
Ransom?
What an ugly word. Shall we say a contribution to the cause?
My father isn't a rich man. Where could he get £10,000?
Fetch me, girlie, but he said he'd pay any amount to have you back.
He did, Lil?
Sure. I ducked in to see him before I joined up here, Derek, and he accused me of trying to shake him down for his daughter's safe return.
That's great. All right, Lynn Chalmers. You go back to your little iron nest and write a letter asking Daddy for that £10,000 to get you out.
But I tell you...
Keep still. Take it away, guard.
Yes, Montage Superior.
And that, men, will take care of finances for the present.
Montage Superior.
Well, Inbu?
One thing more. At a meeting of your staff officers this evening, it was decided that the prisoners, Jungle Jim Bradley, Lynn Chalmers, and the black man, Kolu, should be executed at once.
Oh, is that so? My staff officers decided that, eh? On what ground?
Expediency, Most High Superior. We cannot afford to chance their escaping.
Oh, don't worry. They won't escape. I'll see to that. Now, let's see what else I wish to take up.
A gun that bites the hardest shows his teeth the least.
What did you say, Linfu?
The best general thinks of wise strategy before blind courage, Most High Superior.
That's right, Linfu. And that's just what I do. That's why I'm having the Chalmers girl send the man for money. When I get it, you can do with the prisoners as you please.
Honorable to the core, eh, Derek?
It was you, my dear Lil, who said the other night all's fair in love and war.
And you take only the latter seriously.
I didn't say that. Is there any further business to be taken up at this meeting? If not, meeting's adjourned. Coming with me, Lil?
I'll join you a little later. I want to borrow another cigarette from Lin Koo.
All right. See you later, then.
Lin Koo?
Yes, Shanghai Lin?
Remember what I told you some time ago about keeping your eye on Derek Bluger?
Yes, Shanghai Lil.
Well, have you picked that exit yet?
So far, I have seen no need. General Bluger at top form. Like true leader, he at peak of project with plans.
You like proverbs. Don't forget the old saying, it's always the good climber who falls from the top of the tree.
That, Shanghai Lil, remains to be seen.
All right, General. We'll see what we shall see.
Later that night, outside Bluger's castle, a sentry keeps his eye on a lighted window. Suddenly, the light goes out. The sentry waits expectantly, and then... a small metal tube falls at his feet. What is in the metal tube, and who dropped it from the castle window? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, Judge Piffle, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.